All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Earl and his companions, and to protect his Muslim nation from that which he feared for it. Thereafter, many verses in the Holy Quran and sayings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encourage one to donate his money for the sake of Allah and to spread his money in ways of goodness. For this is the pathway to very high ranks in Islam and in the next life. Learning from our best role model, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was known for his immense generosity and kindness, and open-handedness for the sake of Allah, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. This is due to many reasons. Firstly, because the month of Ramadan is the month of goodness, when the bounties and endowments from Allah upon his worshipping slaves are far more than any other month. And secondly, because donations in the month of Ramadan are more rewardable. As the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "The best donation is the one made in Ramadan." This is so because Ramadan is the month of cooperation, it is the month of forgiveness, mercy, helping the needy, and is a month of safety from hellfire. The Prophet, peace be upon him, helped others whenever he could. It is narrated from the root of Abu Hurairah, may Allah raise his rank, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, reminding and encouraging the one obligated to pay the zakah, to pay it, "Every morning when the slaves of Allah are wide awake, two angels descend to earth. The first angel would say, 'Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa,' which means, 'O Allah, grant the one who pays the due zakah for your sake a substitute for his payment.' And the other angel would say, 'Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa,' which means, 'O Allah, inflict the one who withholds paying the due zakah for your sake with a loss in his money.' The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said what means, 'Allah will grant seven types of believers the comfort of being under the shade of the Arsh on the Day of Judgment, a day where no other shade is available but the shade of the Arsh. He donates seeking Allah's reward and acceptance only without informing anyone and does not do so to be praised by the people.' And the scholars of Islam said, 'Allah the Exalted blesses the money of the one who donates the sadaqah, which is the permissible donation from halal, lawful sources for the sake of Allah, seeking his reward.' They also said, 'The money from which donations are made, although may seem to be lessening, yet the promised reward that is prepared for the donator in the next life will substitute that loss.' Since zakah is amongst the five greatest matters of Islam, and since the one who withholds it commits a major sin, we wish to remind you to disburse the fitr zakah to one of the eight types of people mentioned in the Holy Quran. Know that it is not permissible, nor is it valid, to pay the due zakah money to other than these eight types. In addition, zakah money cannot be given to one's dependents, such as one's mother, father, wife, or non-pubescent children. It is a must to pay the fitr zakah money per every Muslim alive, a part of Ramadan and a part of Shawwal. The due zakah per person is about $5 Australian this year. Therefore, if you pay $5 Australian or more per person, you should regard any additional amount above the actual true value of the zakah as a general donation, and Allah knows best."